everyone. I'm Tim Connors, and this is the July 24th, 2025 episode of Free Pod.
I'm Becky Connors. Now let's see what's going on.
The saga of Walnut Acres may be close to reaching an end soon. The Stevenson County Board has approved a letter of intent to pursue a sale agreement with Serenity Estates, a firm that has other facilities in the suburbs, among other locations. That agreement led to a contract, and at its July 17th meeting, the board hired a legal firm to review the contract. The sale agreement likely could be presented for a final vote from the board sometime in August. Even if the sale is approved, it still will need to get approval from the Illinois Department of Public Health, which could take a few months. But Serenity Estates would have control of Walnut Acres while awaiting state approval.
Road work continues on Carroll Avenue, Cleveland Street, and other streets in Freeport. Carroll Avenue is closed from Galena to Empire, and construction is underway on Cleveland Street between Burchard and Locust Streets and on Blackhawk Avenue between Empire and Dewey Streets. Work is just beginning on Stevenson Street between Sunset Avenue and Greenfield Drive and will soon begin at the intersection of Stevenson Street and Park Boulevard. Additional work is planned for Greenfield Drive as well as Hance Drive, Harvey Avenue, and Willow Avenue. Construction areas are reopened at the end of each day so that residents can pull in and out of driveways. Please keep everyone safe by following the signs.
The Stevenson County Fair has begun. Woohoo! And starting this year, remember that admission to the Stevenson County Fair is $10 per person. And here's the best part. Tickets now include general admission to all grandstand events at no extra cost. For the first time in over 30 years, events like the Tractor and Truck Pulls, Tough Truck Challenge, concerts, and Demolition Derby are open for attendance without additional ticket fees. Hope you have the opportunity to enjoy one of the best and few remaining county fairs in the state.
The Stevenson County Health Department is offering free back-to-school physicals on Tuesday, August 19th. While walk-ins are welcome, appointments are highly recommended to avoid disappointment. Contact Ashley McKinney at 815-541-0996 or 815-599-8430 or by email at amckinney@stevensoncountyil.gov.
This past Sunday, attendees at the Music Under the Stars concert at Cray Park were treated not only to the great music of the band they look forward to every week, but also the conducting stylings of Willow Modero. Willow, who will be in second grade this year at Center School, won a fundraising raffle conducted by the band where the winner was invited to conduct one song at the last concert. I caught up with Willow just before her conducting debut, and here's our conversation.
Well, I have the honor of speaking with Willow Modero, and Willow was the winner of the the Park Band contest on Sunday, and she is going to do that, and it's very, very exciting. Hi, Willow.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Willow, how old are you?
7.
You are 7 years old. Where do you go to school?
The center.
You go to center school. Do you like having the summers off?
Yeah, I love summer.
Yeah, I do too. Okay, let me ask you this question. When you are, do you like doing things with birds?
Mm-hmm.
You do. What are some of your favorite birds?
Well, some of my favorite birds are bluebird and...
You like cardinals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also I like... House finches.
What color are they?
Well, the males have red heads, and the rest is like kind of golden brownish.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds really, really good. You know what, Willow? It's cool about the birds there, but you know what's even cooler? The fact that this Sunday you're going to direct the band. Do you remember what the song's name is that you're going to direct? What is it?
You're a grand old flag.
You're a grand old flag. So you rehearsed last night with the band. Did it rain on you at all or no?
No.
Nope, no rain. Okay, well, that's good. So what was it like standing up there? What was it like standing up there directing all of these band people, including your dad? What was it like?
Well, it was kind of like...
Exciting? Were you a little nervous?
Yeah, I was a little nervous, but once I got going, I didn't feel that nervous anymore.
That is excellent. So you're going to be at Crate Park this Sunday, and the band starts at 7 o'clock this Sunday, and you are going to be one... Mr. Scott Stitch is the other director, but you're going to come in and you're going to direct your grand old flag sometime during the performance. So would you like a lot of people to come in and watch you conduct on Sunday?
Yeah, I think I might like it because this Sunday, a lot of people came up to me and said
they were excited. Good job.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. So they were really excited. So if those people were really excited the week before, I bet you those people are going to be really, really excited this Sunday. And you standing up there, do you have, when you watch, do you have a favorite instrument? you like your dad's trumpet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he plays it really well, doesn't he? Yeah. So, Willow, we're going to end this interview, but I just would like you to say to everybody, please come see me conduct on Sunday.
Everybody, please come see me conduct on Sunday.
I think that's great. Nice job, Willow. Congratulations. And Willow and I like the same type of dessert. What do we like, Willow? Tell them.
Zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes, baby.
Zebra cakes.
There you go. Willow, can't wait to see you conduct on Sunday. Thank you.
Nice job, Willow. This week is the final performance of the band for this summer season. It will feature the Freeport Early Jazz Society, conducted by Bill Peterson, and begins at 7 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, July 27th, at the Koenig Amphitheater at Crate Park.
Mort's Bar and Grill, in partnership with Winnishik Players, is hosting its first dinner theater on Saturday, August 2nd and Sunday, August 3rd. The production, titled Mort's, is an original adaptation of scenes from the classic sitcom Cheers, which showcases Freeport history with local characters and tavern banter. The play is locally written, directed, and produced. The intimate night of entertainment at Mort's Bar and Grill will be accompanied by a cocktail hour and four-course dinner, and I will be there enjoying it. Tickets are $100, and proceeds from the production will benefit Winnishik Players, one of the country's longest-running community theaters. For more information, go to Mort's Bar and Grill on Facebook.
Join the Freeport Police Department and Freeport Fire Department for an evening of fun, food, and community spirit at National Night Out 2025. Attendees will be able to visit with local police officers, firefighters, and first responders, and can enjoy family-friendly activities, games, giveaways, free food, and more. The event will be held at the Reed Park Pavilion near the Reed Park baseball fields on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 o'clock to 8 p.m.
Thank you, Northwest Illinois Trails Foundation, for donating a new EZ kayak launch to the city of Freeport for use at Tutty's Crossing. In making this $3,000 donation, Foundation President Dr. Jack Herman said, "It was clear that the old kayak launch was not a good solution for this location. So as a nonprofit group that raises funds to provide financial support to all area trails, including the Pecatonica River Water Trail, we are pleased to make this donation. The new EZ kayak launch will be less costly for the city to install and remove every year, too." Pecatonica River Water Trail offers 4 paddle trips between 6 and 8 miles with developed launches at each takeout point for safe and convenient access to the river. More information can be found by searching on River Adventures at greaterfreeport.com.
Highland Community College has announced its Dean's List for the spring 2025 semester. Students who have completed 12 credit hours or more during the semester and have a minimum 3.25 grade point average based on a 4.0 scale are included on the Dean's List. For a full listing, head to the Highland website at highland.edu.
The University of Illinois is offering a 2-part class on how to become a certified food protection manager. This is an accredited American National Standards Institute course that meets the requirements of the Illinois Department of Public Health's Food Service Sanitation Code. University of Illinois Extension nutrition and wellness educator Diane Reinhold will be hosting this class on Tuesday, August 12th, and Friday, August 15th, at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau. For more information, call 815-235-4125.
Music on Chicago continues next week with a performance on Friday, August 1st, by Boogie and the Yo-Yos with DJ Cup. This popular music event has been a tradition in downtown Freeport for over 20 years and takes place in downtown Freeport's Art Plaza at the corner of Chicago Avenue and Douglas Street. The grounds are ideal for a social gathering with friends, or bring the family and blankets to take your spot on the lawn. A $5 admission includes access to the summer's best party and access to local food vendors. Volunteers also serve alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages during the event.
July is UV Safety Month, and it's a great time to remind everyone about the dangers of UV radiation and the importance of protecting skin from the sun's harmful rays. From kids at the pool to agricultural workers, we should all consider taking precautions when outdoors to help prevent skin cancer. Sunglasses, sunscreen, and protective clothing are all good to keep in mind. And you can also check the UV index, which is a measure of the strength of the sun's UV radiation at a particular location on many weather apps.
Since it's been a major topic in national news, we wanted to pass along this information from WNIJ, our public radio partner in DeKalb, who helped disseminate FreePod news in both English and Spanish to a broad audience that goes well beyond Stevenson County and helps to promote our community throughout a geographic area that covers southern Wisconsin and much of Illinois north of I-80. Please see their posting in the print version of this newscast, which details their response to the elimination of all federal funding for local public media stations. This will impact WNIJ in the amount of $270,000. Donations are always welcome to help fund their commitment to regional news. For more info, visit them at northernpublicradio.org.
The Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by the Black Hawk Officials Association. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. to serve brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches.
We also ran across something that might come in handy with the heat wave that is expected to continue over the weekend. According to the BBC Science Focus magazine, here are 4 science-backed things you can do to cool down fast. 1. Avoid cold showers, which may create more of a shock to your body when it's really hot. 2. Choose hot drinks, which can actually help lower your overall body temperature. 3. Enhance the evaporation of sweat on your skin, which is a natural way to cool down, with a fan or enjoy a breezy area outdoors. And 4. Perhaps most surprisingly, cool your hands first, not your face. Many times our first inclination is to splash our faces with cold water, but your hands have a lot more blood vessels than your face. And if you cool the volume of blood flowing through them, that will help you cool down faster.
If you're looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com. and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
If you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview where FreePod host Alan Wenzel and his experience interviewed Highland Community College President Chris Kaberski and YMCA Chief Executive Officer Rich Haight about plans for the 2025-2026 school year. We'd also like to take a moment to apologize for incorrectly stating Haight's position last week. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the YMCA, not Highland Community College. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime.
Next Tuesday, Tim takes a walk down memory lane about the many breweries in Freeport's history. It will post at noon on Tuesday, July 29th, and be available to listen to anytime after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice.
As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org.
Time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Thank you for listening.